Welcome to Smart Aging's sixth podcast. Today, we are talking about innovation, aging, and how smart technologies can support older adults in their daily lives. I'm really excited to be joined by Jukka Niiranen, who is here to tell us more about their work and insights on this topic. Thank you so much for joining us, Jukka. Could you please, Jukka, introduce yourself and tell us about what you do?
Yes, of course. Hello, everybody. My name is Jukka Niiranen, and I am the CEO of Arnora Oy. Arnora is a high technology business consulting company. We are focused on ICT technologies, high technologies, and health technologies. And basically what we do is three main things. First of all, we facilitate innovation, which basically means we kick the startups and growth companies forwards with their business plans and product development mostly. Then of course the second thing is the business development, which is sort of business consulting. Essence and their our customers are growth companies and public sector organizations, and along with our customers, we have sort of grown into our third area of services, which is nurturing health tech. I think it was about 7 years ago when we noticed that a number of our ICT customer companies were sort of moving towards health technologies, and that sort of introduced us to the area. And during the past few years, that has led us to the Nordic Access Service, which we are also talking about today.
Thank you. Jukka, I know that you are involved in a project called Nordic Access Service. Could you please tell us what that is?
Yeah, it's actually very interesting project. When we are saying that it's unholy alliance between a private company, a municipality, and a region. So it is a project that builds a service for health tech companies to find testing partners, especially in the Nordics. And we are implementing the project together with the city of Aarhus from Denmark and region Västerbotten from Sweden. So we are bringing in quite different views to the same table. And I think that has led into a very fruitful project and the result of the Nordic Access Service. The Nordic Access Service, so it is a service that helps companies find testing partners. It's a three-phase process, which we have tried to make as compact, as efficient, and as straightforward as possible. Basically, the company goes to our website, nordicaccess.eu, fills in our online workbook, which is sort of a conversational workbook talking about what the company is doing, what kind of a solution they want to have tested, in which kind of an environment, and what are the results they are looking for from the testing itself. When the company has filled in the workbook, we will invite them to the second phase, which is our 1 hour long online Nordic Access board consultation. So in that consultation, the company will immediately receive feedback from experts from three different Nordic countries and advise how to take their testing forms. After the board meeting, we will give the company a test readiness certificate, which is basically 3 to 5 pages long document that states very clearly the testing needs, testing goals, testing environments, but also the board's remarks and what's the most important thing. It contains one to three, mostly two recommended testing partners from all Nordic countries. So the Nordic as a service really jumpstarts the company's testing, and we estimate that we can make the company same at least, let's say, 4 to 10 months work. And I probably should also mention that the project is partially funded by Nordic Innovation.
Very interesting. I know you already mentioned healthcare, but could you please tell us what kind of companies do you typically work with through Nordic Access?
We have quite vast array of different kind of companies, and they operate. Let's say the thing that combines them is that they operate in health tech and med tech, of course. But there are, let's say, very simple, effective mobile applications at the other end of the spectrum. At the other end of the spectrum, we have very complex, deep tech brain waves and blood analysis solutions. So very, very large scale of different companies. And if we are talking about the healthcare, the solutions are aimed basically to all areas of the healthcare, from elderly care, home care, telemedicine, to let's say post-hospitalization care and pre-diagnostics. So that's very large scale.
Yeah, thank you. Maybe it would be nice for our audience to know how long is this project, when it started, and is it going to be ongoing?
Yeah, the project has been now ongoing for the past 3 years, and it is coming to end at the end of this year. And the service Nordic Access and finding the testing partners, that is free of charge for all companies that are participating. So service is free of charge until the end of the project. After the project ends at the end of this year or later this year, then there will be a price tag involved. So basically, if there's anyone interested, please act fast.
Yes, thank you. Before I ask my next question, here is a bit of context for our listeners. Those who have joined recently maybe haven't listened to the previous podcast. Smart Aging is a project focused on making indoor environments in assisted living facilities better for seniors by using sustainable bio-based materials and inclusive design. So I would like to hear, Jukka, your thoughts on a few things from your perspective. What does a smart solution mean to you in the healthcare space?
Yeah. I think that smart solution, it's a solution, product or service. So solution that utilizes information and or telecommunication technologies as part of the end result the service or product is providing to its user. And in health environment, I would say that it can be very, very many things, from printed circuits on medication packages to perhaps like a need-based robot cleaning and disinfection of operating theaters at the exact moment when they are free and the before the next patient comes in and so on.
Yeah. What kind of smarter digital solutions are already in the market to help people living at home or in assisted facilities?
During the Nordic Access project and the implementation, we have been gathering data and we have made extensive visits to different organizations in Nordics. We have visited municipalities, we have visited universities of applied sciences, nursing schools, university hospitals, so on. And I think there are quite large number of these solutions there. Of course, there are the trivial ones that are in the news and everywhere every day, like digital medication reminders and dispensers and remote video connections. I think those are like a everyday solutions nowadays. But what we have encountered also is lots of different remote monitoring solutions that follow the lifespan of the elderly, fall detection sensors, smart beds, smart toilets, tools that follow the mental well-being of the elderly. And perhaps one very interesting area is different kinds of gamified tools and solutions that could, for example, be for activation or post-operation rehabilitation of a single limb or something like that, or just recreational solutions like virtual bicycle, for example. But one thing I would like to also add here is that I think we, instead of looking at the rear view mirror, I think we should looking through the windshield of our vehicle with what takes us forwards. So instead of talking what already is available, I think we should focus on things that are coming and would be very beneficial in the near future. So there could be like these unintrusive series of technologies that utilize artificial intelligence to keep track on what is happening to the elderly in their own homes. They can detect, let's say, small changes in the behavior, for example, things that human perhaps cannot see or at least notice, or we could expand the gamification into the ordinary everyday things and then also use that to analyze the long-term changes in, for example, mental well-being.
Yeah.
And
Yeah. But based on what you said, I can see that there is wide range and number of technologies available already in the market. But then my next question would be, what is stopping companies from getting these new and innovative solutions into use in healthcare?
Oh yeah, this is a super interesting question, especially from the company's point of view. In many cases, the healthcare organizations they only are interested in testing and familiarizing themselves with solutions that or services and products that are solutions to problems they already have identified within their own organization. So even though the company might have super duper brilliant innovation, there is still no guarantee that it is interesting enough towards these healthcare actors so that they would take it into testing. And I think what we need to do sort of to mitigate this issue is to try to find a method and a driver that will force the public sector, especially public sector, to do testing and the familiarization of the new innovations. I'm pretty sure that the need for new technologies, that's already there. Everybody agrees that people are getting older and we don't have enough hands, no money to treat everybody. So we need to define some sort of a model for the organizations that would help them allocate personnel and other resources for the testing, for familiarizing with the new things. And of course, that also includes the situation that if there is a doctor or nurse who is doing this testing thing, somebody will have to take care of the patients also. So it has to be balanced that it's the testing would not be something that comes on top of your ordinary work, but instead it is an addition to that, and somebody else will take some of the burden away at the same time. And one small thing also is the what I see is a sort of a problem here is the parcel optimization. Even though the big hospital organizations might see the benefits of all the testing and familiarizing the new solutions, then it might be so that the actual unit that would need to do the testing, they don't have resources or they don't get any benefits for doing it. So they will optimize their own work. And then again, we are not testing.
Yeah. Thank you. It's very interesting to know your view about this as an expert. You mentioned what you think, for example, public sector need to do. But I would like to know that from your point of view, companies and designers should do what they should do differently when they create new tools for seniors.
Yeah. Well, of course, it's to include the healthcare professional more deeply already in early phases of the product development, and they would need the insights to formulate the products and services so that they really fit into the work processes. But the thing is that we are here we are in a chicken and egg problem here. If testing and familiarization is not possible, you cannot include the professionals and their views. Thus, you cannot present the benefits your excellent product or service is providing. And then we are back to the situation that everything stays as is and nothing gets better. And this is exactly what we are trying to solve with the
classes. Yeah, that is very true. How does your work at Arnora and Nordic Access help improve or support these kind of health solutions for older people?
Well, I just say that our work it's much like a medication, and although the medication that is consumed helps the patient to get better, and if the medication is left on the shelves or even not bought and left to the pharmacy, it will definitely not cure anyone. So Nordic Access helps companies to get their solutions tested, validated, and have validated for the usefulness and analyzed for the market fit. And we offer the largest testing network in the Nordics. We currently have about 50. So 50 testing partners within our network. And I think we have been able to find a suitable testing partner, at least thus far, to everybody who has participated in Nordic Access service. And when testing is done, when we know that the solution fits the markets and it's some healthcare actor gives a green light, it's much easier to take the product to the markets and get the benefits to the healthcare sector. And if I'm talking about Arnora, then in addition to Nordic Access service, we are an expert company, and we can help the companies with their productization, argumentation, building their market entries to the Nordic countries after the testing phase.
Thank you so much, Jukka. This has been such an useful and insightful conversation with you. Thank you for sharing your insights and sharing about your important work.